It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salou. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us. And as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio to share with you the wonderful miracle of the love of God. He loved us, and He sent His only begotten Son to buy salvation for us so that we might have everlasting life if we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. In this Christmas season, we want to focus on the fact that God gave His only begotten Son. We're going to be starting today with a song from the John Marshall family. The name of the first song is titled, Hear the Angels Shouting.
Hear the angels shouting, Jesus Christ is born. Sin has lost its mighty power on this holy morn. Majesty incarnate,
majesty,
all your voices raise. Holy, holy,
holy, holy,
glory, light and praise.
Shepherds on the hillside, people in the town,
lift your voice rejoicing, deity came down. Savior in a stable, Lord in cattle stall, bringing us salvation, bringing life for all. Hear the angels shouting, Jesus Christ is born. Sin has lost its mighty power on this holy morn. Majesty incarnate,
majesty,
all your voices raise. Holy, holy,
holy,
holy, glory, light and praise. Glory, light and praise. Glory, light and praise.
When the Lord Jesus Christ was born in the town of Bethlehem, Luke chapter 2 tells us, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. This was the declaration that was given to the shepherds in the field, not to the kings in the palaces, not to the powerful religious men, but to the shepherds in the field. Why were the shepherds given this announcement? Why were the shepherds the first one to come to see the baby Jesus laying in a manger? Is it because Jesus himself was called the Lamb of God, which would take away the sin of the world? Is it because Jesus claimed himself to be the Good Shepherd, and that the psalm talks about the Lord is my shepherd? The shepherds were the first ones, outside of Mary, his mother, and Joseph, to see the face of the Savior that was given by God to men so that we might have everlasting life. This gift that God gave so many years ago was the gift that would culminate in being everlasting life for us. For Jesus, given by God, had to die on an old rugged cross for our sins so that we might have forgiveness of sins, salvation for all of mankind. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. My friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you would like to have someone sit down with you and share with you what God's Word says about how you can receive this gift of everlasting life, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to take a copy of God's Word and share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift that was given by God so that you might have everlasting life. My number is 919-563-6753. Please be with us in our services this week at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We're located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services start this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Please be with us in all of these services, and unless you're providentially hindered and can't be with us until Wednesday night, please be with us this morning at 9:45 here at Tabernacle Baptist Church for Sunday school. We have a website. If you'll go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you the message of salvation and how you can receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and also written material that will share with you how you can live for the Lord after you receive Jesus as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will bring up all the videos that have been made at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and we'll give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we'll be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 11 today. Let's listen to another song by the John Marshall family. The name of the second song is titled, How Great Our Joy and Joy to the World.
While by our sheep we watched at night, glad tidings brought an angel bright. How great our joy, great our joy, 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 joy. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high, praise we the Lord in heaven on
born, so he did say, in Bethlehem, a child today. How great our joy,
great our joy.
There shall the child lay in a stall, this child who shall redeem.
Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns.
Let men their songs employ.
Rock fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains.
Repeat the sound in joy, repeat the sound in joy.
And repeat
the sound in joy.
Praise we the Lord in heaven on high.
Praise we the Lord. Joy to the world.
John said in 1 John 1, verse number 4, "And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full." My friend, knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior can give you a life full of joy. Receiving Jesus as your Savior brings joy into your heart. Oh, how great the joy of knowing Jesus as personal Savior. That was manifested to mankind when God gave Jesus, His only begotten Son, to the world. One more song before we get into Hebrews chapter number 11. The name of this last song by the John Marshall family is Merry, Merry Christmas.
Merry, Merry Time.
Merry, Merry Time.
Ha,
ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha.
Ah, walk the tidings far and near. Merry, Merry Christmas time. Ring it out with right good cheer. Merry, Merry Christmas time. Merrily we welcome Christmas Day. Cheerily we sing our Christmas lay. List the merry strains from far away. Merry, Merry Christmas time. Waft the tidings far and near. Merry, Merry Christmas time. Ring it out with right good cheer. Merry, Merry Christmas time.
Welcome, welcome, once a year.
Merry, Merry Christmas time.
Hear it ringing, loud, clear.
Merry, Merry Christmas time.
It is not the time for us to mourn.
Cast away all gloom, it's Christmas morn.
Wake from earthly sleep, for Christ is born.
Merry, Merry Christmas time. Waft the tidings far and near. Merry, Merry Christmas time. Ring it out with right good cheer. Merry, Merry Christmas time.
Sing aloud with holy glee.
Merry, Merry Christmas time.
Tell it out o'er land and sea.
Merry, Merry Christmas time. Ring the merry bells in tuneful lay. Spread the joyful news, 'tis Christmas Day. Everyone is happy as we say, Merry, Merry Christmas time. Waft the tidings far and near. Merry, Merry Christmas time. Ring it out with right good cheer.
Merry, Merry time.
Merry, Merry time.
Merry, Merry Christmas time.
The good tidings of Christmas is offered not only by the angels, but is offered by everyone who shares the good news of the gospel. Here's what Romans 10, starting with verse number 13, says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. This is the merriment of heart that is offered for those who need salvation. What good news it is that Jesus died so that we might have everlasting life. For those that are convicted by their sins and burdened and find shame because of the sin that they have, the best news that they can receive is that God loved them and that Jesus died for them, shedding his blood to buy their salvation and rising again from the dead so that they can have everlasting life. What good tidings! What merriment we have been offered, and of course, we should be merry this time of year, remembering the wondrous love that God has bestowed upon us. And as we talk about the wondrous love that God has bestowed upon us, how should we respond to that once we've received Jesus Christ as our personal Savior? Well, Hebrews chapter number 11 speaks about those who lived by faith. After receiving the Lord, these in chapter number 11 are examples of those who believed God, obeyed God, followed him by faith. Here's what it says in verse number 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse number 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. We have talked about Abel and his faith, Enoch and his faith, Noah and his faith, and now we're talking about Abraham and his faith. First, how Abraham followed God out of the Ur of the Chaldees into a place where God would show him. But also in verse number 17, here's where it says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. We find the account of Abraham and Isaac in Genesis chapter number 22. Let me read from Genesis 22. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. Let me stop here long enough to explain that the word tempt here doesn't mean that God was tempting Abraham to do evil. God can't tempt man to do evil. But he does tempt him to be obedient to him. He tempts him in order that he might follow after him. This is what God was calling Abraham to do, to obey him. Would Abraham obey him when we get to verse number 2? As God says, and he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Here is where Abraham has the choice either to disobey God and not follow him, or to obey God in what he would have him to do. This is Abraham being tempted to follow God. God will not tempt man to do evil, but God will tempt man to do good, to be obedient, to grow in faith in the Lord, to follow after him, even though he might not understand the way the Lord is leading. Notice what the response to this was in verse number 3. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for a burnt offering and rose up and went unto a place which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father? And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Here's what Abraham said. Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. And they went both of them together. We find here that Abraham was willing to obey the Lord, even though he didn't understand what the Lord had in mind. All he knew was that God had given Isaac his son to him and had promised that all of those that would come after Abraham in his family would come through Isaac, that those that would be like the sand of the seashore, the stars of the sky, would come through Isaac. And here Isaac had not been married. He didn't have any children. And Abraham was fulfilling what God had told him to do. And as we find in Hebrews, knowing that God could even raise him from the dead, because he knew that God was not slack concerning his promises, he had faith in God. And even though he was not sure how God was going to do it, he had the proclamation in verse number 8 that God would provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. What a wonderful context. And looking forward in history, a declaration of the Lamb of God who would come to take away the sin of the world. We find that when Abraham did prepare the altar and then did lay the wood, that Isaac was placed on there. Now remember, Isaac's not a small boy. He's a young man. And when his father said, You need to be on this altar, and he bound his hands and his feet and laid him on the altar, he was ready to take the knife. He stretched forth his hand, it said, to take the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called upon him. This is verse number 11 of Genesis 22. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. A sacrificial offering is pictured here. As Abraham, in obedience to what God said, was going to offer his son for burnt offering, but God doesn't want our sons to be a burnt offering for sin. God has offered his son to die in our place, shedding his blood so that we might have everlasting life. There was a ram caught in the thicket, which was a substitutionary sacrifice for Isaac. Abraham believed God. God tempted Abraham to follow him, and Abraham followed the Lord by faith. Now, one thing to remember, God will never lead in his will apart from the word of God that he has given. God will not instruct us or lead us to do anything that is wrong. God would not allow Abraham to take his son's life, but God does want us to follow him completely. He does want us to follow him according to his word. And we're instructed by his word through the leadership of the Holy Spirit to follow in his will. Faith today is believing the word of God. And the word of God, Abraham followed. The word of God we can follow. The word of God, the Bible, is the entire declaration of God that we should follow to be obedient to him, following after his will, after salvation. My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, are you following after the Word of God by faith? Abraham was willing to give up his only begotten son so that he could be pleasing to God. Are you willing to give up the dear things in your life to follow after God? Now, God's not going to have you to build an altar and to offer a sacrifice, but God does want Jesus Christ to be preeminent in your life. He wants Jesus to have first place in your life. Does the Lord have first place in your life? Does He lead you as you ought to go? My friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, God has provided a sacrifice of Himself by sending His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on an old rugged cross. He took your place so that you could have forgiveness of sins. His blood was shed to pay for the penalty of your sins when you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. My friend, confess to the Lord Jesus Christ that you're a sinner. Repent of your sins and then ask Jesus to save you. He has promised to save you. Please be with us in our services this week at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We're located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services start this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Please be with us in all of these services, and unless you're providentially hindered and can't be with us until Wednesday night, please be with us this morning at 9:45 here at Tabernacle Baptist Church for Sunday school. And if I can help you, please call me and join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. This is Pastor Chip Salue of Tabernacle Baptist Church in Mebane, North Carolina. Your friends and neighbors at Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas with this message. The best way to keep Christ and Christmas is to receive the gift of salvation that God offers through His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas. Once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday school, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words. It's time, my friend. It's Tabernacle Time.